الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فهذه تكملة لسورة الكهف، ونحن في الآية 98. Verse 98, we were still doing the tafsir of the Shaykh رحمه الله. نعم. And here we stopped at the point that when he built the sad, they were not able to go over it, neither were they able to penetrate through it, because it was well done. And then of course when he, at the time of that, Dhulqarnain showed his humbleness, and he did not want to claim يعني the virtue of what he did, rather he returned it to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we said that this is how the humble, true Muslims are. They always remember the virtue of Allah upon them, and they do not praise themselves. And the Shaykh said, وَهَذِي حَالُ الْخُلَفَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالنِّعَمِ الْجَلِيلَةِ ازْدَادَ شُكْرُهُمْ وَإِكْرَارُهُمْ وَاعْتِرَافُهُمْ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ كما قال سليمان عليه السلام لما حضر عنده عرش ملكة سبأ مع البعد العظيم قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر. He said, and this is really the condition of the righteous predecessors and the righteous inheritors, يعني those who inherit the prophets and the messengers. When Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon them an enormous bounty, they will increase in thankfulness to him, and they will acknowledge it, and they will admit that it is strictly from Allah. As Allah told us about Sulaiman, you know, Solomon alayhi salatu wasalam, when the throne of the queen of Saba was brought to him, although it was very far, he said, this is from the virtue and from the bounty of my Lord, so he may test me whether I will be thankful or I will disbelieve. Again, here Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, after having this power that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him as a king on earth, and after the throne of the queen of Saba was brought from a long distance, right, and it was brought to him in the blink of an eye, he said, this is from the bounty of my Lord. He didn't say, whoa, look at me, I got things going on this earth. He didn't praise himself. He said, this is from the bounty of my Lord. بخلاف أهل التجبر والتكبر والعلو في الأرض فإن النعم الكبار تزيدهم أشرا وبطرا كما قال قارون لما أتاه الله من الكنوز ما إن مفاتيحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. He says, this is unlike the people of arrogance and pride and those who seek high positions on earth. Verily, the big bounties, when they're given to them, it will only increase them in their arrogance and in their evil. As Qarun, you know Qarun, who was from the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah had given a lot of wealth, so much so that they say, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, the keys of his wealth, not the wealth itself, the keys of the treasure used to require very, very strong men only to carry the keys, let alone the treasure itself. Big, strong men only carrying the keys for whatever he had from treasure. When he was told from treasure, when he was told, fear Allah, what Allah had given you, and do not be among those who cause corruption upon earth. And he turned around and said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I have been given all this by some knowledge that I possess. He didn't return it to Allah. The prophets and the messengers and those who follow them, whenever a good thing happens to them, they say, this is from the mercy of Allah, this is from the bounty of Allah upon me. They don't praise themselves. Whereas the people of the opposite lifestyle, whenever Allah gives them something, they will say, it's because of me. You know, you say, "Akhi, you memorize the Quran?" Say, "Yeah." Say, "MashaAllah, the bounty of Allah upon you is huge." Say, "No, no, no, it's not about the bounty of Allah. I memorize good." What do you mean? What does Allah have to do with this? I memorize the Quran, not Allah. He, a'udhu billah, ashbak ya rijal. Take it easy, man. So I'm serious. I'm the one who memorized. I'm the one who said every day and studied and memorized. I memorize the Quran through my own effort. It has nothing to do with the bounty of Allah. Of course, if you see someone like that, call the cops. Until then, this is the difference between the people of goodness and the people of corrupt wickedness. The first will refer to Allah, the other ones will refer to themselves. وَقَوْلُهُ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي أَيْدُ خُرُوجِ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ جَعَلَهُ أَيْذَلِكَ السَّدُّ الْمُحْكَمِ الْمُتْقَنِ دَكَّاءَ أَيْ دَكَّهُ فَانْهَدَمْ وَاسْتَوَى هُوَ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. Regarding the statement, so when the promise of my Lord shall come to pass, meaning by when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come out, which is around the final signs of the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will make this said, this barrier that Dhulqarnain built, it will be destroyed, it will disintegrate, it will disintegrate, and it will become equal with the earth. It will become equal to the earth, and verily the promise of Allah was the truth. Tayyib. Verses 99, let me read in Arabic and then somebody will read in English, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفق في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا. Someone please read verses 99 to 102 in English.
Will come out. We shall lead them to search like wings of one another, and the trumpet will groan, and we shall collect them, the creatures, all together. And on that day, we shall present him to the believers, clean to you. Think that they can make my sleep. The angels are Subhanahu, messengers, Isa, Isara, son of Maria, Mary, as Awliya, Lord, judge, protector. Besides me, purely, we have prepared him as an entertainment for the disbelievers.
Barakallah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Barakallah fiqh. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض. يحتمل أو يحتمل أن الضمير يعود إلى يأجوج ومأجوج، وأنهم إذا خرجوا على الناس من كثرتهم واستيعابهم للأرض كلها يموج بعضهم ببعض. He says here, it is possible that the pronoun is referring to Ya'juj and Ma'juj, as they translated it to English. That's how they translated it in the book you read. And that when they come out, and there will be so many of them upon the earth, they will encompass the whole earth, they will become like waves upon each other. كما قال تعالى حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم في كل حدب ينسلون. And like until the Ya'juj and Ma'juj is open, the opening for them is available, and then they will come from every place in large numbers. Wallahu a'lam, this is the rough translation. ويحتمل أن الضمير يعود إلى الخلائق يوم القيامة. But it is possible that here the pronoun is being referred to the creation on the Day of Judgment, not necessarily Ya'juj and Ma'juj. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ, meaning on the Day of Judgment we let the whole creation be one on top of another in a wave form. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. And not necessarily يَأْجُوجُ مَأْجُوجُ. وأنهم يسترعون فيه فيكثرون ويموج بعضهم ببعض من الأهوال والزلازل العظام. That they will gather with one another and they will become waves upon each other due to the horror and the earthquakes and that will take place on that particular day. بدليل قوله ونفق في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا. And the evidence for that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it was blown into the horn, so we gathered them all together. وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا. And we have we presented the hellfire on that day to the disbelievers. الذين كانت عينهم في غطاء عن ذكري. Those whom the eyes were overshadowed or they were blinded from my reminders. وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمع. And they were unable to hear. Meaning they were able to hear but not the beneficial kind of hearing. They hear the verses but they don't implement them. أي إذا نفخ إسرافيل في الصور أعاد الله الأرواح إلى الأجساد. When Israfil blows into the horn, Allah Azza wa Jal will return the souls into the bodies. Allah Azza wa Jal will return the souls into the bodies. ثم حشرهم. Then Allah will gather them. وجمعهم لموقف القيامة. And He will present them or bring them to the gathering of the judgment, of the resurrection. I'm sorry. الأولين منهم والآخرين. The first among them and the latter ones. يعني everybody. The first of the creation and the end of them. And the last of them. والكافرين والمؤمنين. And the disbelievers and the believers. ليسألوا ويحاسبوا ويجزون بأعمالهم. So they may be questioned and they may be taken into account and they may be rewarded for their deeds. And the reward could be evil for evil and it could be good for good. فأما الكافرون على اختلافهم فأن جهنم جزاؤهم خالدين فيها أبدا. As for the disbelievers, regardless of what form of disbelief, all of them will be in the hellfire eternally. يعني whether you are Buddhist or you are Hindu or you are Jew or you are Christian or you are agnostic or you are atheist or you I don't know what other devil worshipper, everything is one. Millat al-kufr wahida. The disbelief is one nation. Really. They may differ in how they disbelieve, but they are unified with their disbelief. So regardless of what they are, they will be in the hellfire forever. Yet, they will be in levels. The hypocrites will be in the least. The Jews and the Christians will be in the upper part of Jahannam. They're never going to get out, but they will, because level is, Jahannam is at levels. And the more corrupt and evil you are, the less the depth, the more you will be down in there. Allah musta'an, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Salama. Hey, so that's regardless of how, what kind of disbelief they were upon, their appointment is the hellfire for eternal residence. ولهذا قال وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا كما قال وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين. And Jahannam and Jahim was brought to those who were transgressors. أي عرضت لهم لتكون مأواهم ومنزلهم وليتمتعوا بأغلالها وسعيرها وحميمها وزمهريرها وليذوقوا من العقاب. Meaning Jahannam will be brought in front of them. As it comes in Surah Maryam. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيًّا. By your Lord, we will gather them with the devils and then we will bring them, then we will bring them to the hellfire down on their knees, around Jahannam, down on their knees. And other evidences indicate that Jahannam will be brought. Does anyone know how Jahannam will be brought? Jahannam, ya akhwan, will have 70,000 ropes. 70,000 ropes. And each rope is being dragged by 70,000 angels.
That's the word, rope?
Rope. Rope.
Habal.
70,000 ropes, and each rope has 70,000 angels. Now, keep in mind, the angels are strong. Strong creation of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, when he punished the people of Lut, he picked up the whole chunk of earth with the side of his wing, took it up, turned it upside down, alaykum salam, and the people of Lut were destroyed in a very special fashion because of the evilness of their sin. Their homosexuality kind of crazy stuff. Allah punished them with 3 different punishments. And then birds came and threw some stones at them. So the angels are strong. 70,000 angels will be only dragging one rope. And it doesn't have like 4 ropes. So you say, okay, 70,000 times 4, that's 2,800,000, something along these lines. No, it doesn't have 4 ropes. There will be a lot of angels. 70,000 ropes. I don't want to do the math, because first we need a calculator, second we'll have a heart attack maybe. That's Jahannam. So it will be presented to those who disbelieved today, and to the Muslims who thought that life was a picnic, who wanted to come here, everything is just going to be nice and fine. I'm a Muslim, I'm going straight to Jannah. No salah on time, no this, haram, sin, riba, usury, interest, vacation. Their own vacation from Islam, yet they're Muslims. They think that this Jahannam is not for us also. Jahannam is for the Muslims and for the non-Muslims. So we need to wake up, ya akhwan. Just in case one of us thought that he is Mr. Righteous and that he's going, well yeah, he needs to really wake up. I meant wake up, ya Sheikh Yusuf, in terms of our life, not in... Hey, we really need to wake up. Wallahi, this is serious, man. Because sometimes the shaitan will make one of us think that he is very righteous. Say, no, no, you're special, man. You're special. You're okay, don't do anything more. Relax. Too much, you're taking it too much. Take it easy. Kick back a little bit. Don't believe the hype, man. If you're really righteous, the number one thing is you will not think that you're righteous. Know that. If you're righteous, you will not think you're righteous. You cannot really think you're righteous when you're righteous. It doesn't work this way. The companions were not this way. The more righteous they were, the more they thought. Ibn Mas'ud, I believe he said, if you knew what I knew about me, you will get some dirt and throw it on my head. Ibn Mas'ud. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he went up on a tree to get some siwak for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wind blew and his izar flew a little bit, and they seen his legs, and he was a skinny brother. So some of the companions started laughing at how skinny his legs were. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you laugh at his leg? Do you laugh of how skinny his legs are? He said, by Allah, they are heavier than the mountain of Uhud, big mountain, on the Day of Judgment. These two legs, they are heavier than the mountain of Uhud on the Day of Judgment. Now know, when the Prophet ﷺ says that, this cannot change. This is among the things that cannot change. Meaning no way Ibn Mas'ud will become a disbeliever. No way Ibn Mas'ud will have anything but what the Prophet ﷺ said. Because this is from the knowledge that Allah gave him. This cannot be abrogated. There are things that can be abrogated. Meaning a ruling will take another ruling and it will delete the old. The glad tidings given by the Prophet ﷺ to the companions cannot go back. This is why the Shia are the most stupid people to walk upon the planet. Because the Prophet ﷺ gave glad tidings to Abu Bakr and to Umar and to Uthman, and they have the nerve to turn around and say that they are kuffar. Meaning they are belying the Prophet ﷺ and they are rejecting his statement. No abrogation and glad tidings. So when he said that his legs will be heavier than the mountain of Uhud on the Day of Judgment, meaning believe it, this is the case. Yet he would say, if you know about me what I know about myself, you would put some dirt on my head. Why? Because he didn't think that he was that nice. He was that righteous. He was that pious. Why? They go hand in hand. So whenever you see someone praising himself, يعني pretending to be pious, على طول go the opposite side. You cannot. Unless you are speaking about the bounty of Allah upon you. Say, Allah blessed me. Alhamdulillah, first and last, that Allah allows me to do this, or I do this by the grace of Allah, by the bounty of Allah. Someone trying to mention the bounties of Allah upon him. But someone is speaking about himself, it doesn't work. So the bottom line of the situation is, this is Jahannam. And this is what is prepared. And it's a horrible scene. And Muslims and non-Muslims are all qualified. Non-Muslims definitely go in there, no other place. The Muslims may or may not. It depends on how we live today. It depends on how we live this moment. So we need to wake up, ya Shabab. Really. I'm sure every one of us has his own set of violations that we know that we have been doing continuously. Keep postponing them. Ba'den. Don't do that. Okay, we have to stop. We gotta rectify our condition and we have to free ourselves from this. Why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the Jahannam and the Hellfire and detailed description? So you will be afraid. And when you're afraid, you will become more cautious. Right? When you know something is harmful, you will avoid it. That's human nature. If we know that Jahannam is harmful and it's painful, we need to avoid it. So we need to fix ourselves up. And everyone knows what shortcomings he has and what he can, how he can improve and how he can excel. Sooner or later will end. Sooner or later the effort and it will be a struggle. Life is not a picnic. Life is not going to be all good. You're not going to have fun 24/7. It's not going to work this way. That's not life. Life is a test. It will be a struggle, but it will end when you die. If it ends when you die, and you die upon goodness, no, there will never be struggle again. Never be struggle again. But if you try to take it easy now, and postpone the struggle to later, it may be an eternal struggle. Or it may be a long struggle in Jahannam. And the intellectual person is the one who takes a quick pain to relieve himself from a long one, right? When you're sick, they tell you if you don't do this surgery, you may become handicapped, right? But it's painful. But you say, I don't care, do. Fix me up, man. I get some pain now, but use my hand for the rest of my life, rather than not taking any medication and become, I can no longer use my hand. Any smart person will do that. Ma'alish, a little pain, but at least ba'den khalas, back to business. This is the same thing. A little struggle now, but a lot of happiness then. Or a little happiness now, and a lot of struggle then. And believe me, the dunya is not like the hereafter. And the fire here is not like the fire there. And we don't even touch the fire here. But you will definitely touch the fire there. So that's a different kind of struggle. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to rectify our condition and make us among those who understand these verses and act according to them. Tayyib. Aywa. So anyways, Jahannam will be brought, it will be like their residence. And now there's a very interesting thing that Allah Azza wa Jalla have said. I will wait for later, the Shaykh mentions it later. So they will see the chains in Jahannam. They will see the fire in Jahannam. They will see the breeze and the sound, because Jahannam has sound effects. A. مَا تَبْكُمُ لَهُ الْقُلُوبُ وَتَصُمُّ الْأَذَانِ. That which will conceal the heart and make the ears deaf. وَهَذَا آثَارُ أَعْمَالِهِمْ وَجَزَاءُ أَفْعَالِهِمْ فَأَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the Shaykh Rahimahullah says, and this is only as a result of their actions and a reward for their deeds. And because why? In this dunya, Allah told us why. Allah told us why this is the case. كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ. Their eyes were overshadowed, were concealed, were veiled from my reminders. And that's why you tell your buddy Abdul Hadi. This is why they are in this condition, because they are concealed, they are turning away from the Quran. Had they went back to the Quran, the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and the truth, they would have been rightly guided. Once they try to get guidance from other than what Allah revealed, they will never be guided. And this is the position that we take, the position of authority. We have this Quran that no one has. We have this reference that no one has. We have this reliable source that no one has. And we rule according to it, not according to the people's minds. Because they are only using their intellect, we have a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no room for comparison. Hey, so, أي معرضين عن الذكر الحكيم والقرآن الكريم, meaning they were too busy turning away from the Quran, from the wise reminder which is the Quran and the noble Quran. وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه. And they said, as Allah says in another verse, they said, our hearts are concealed, are veiled with that which you are calling us to. وفي أعينهم أغطية تمنعهم من رؤية آيات الله النافعة كما قال تعالى وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. And in their eyes they have also veils that prevent them from seeing the benefit, the signs of Allah that are of benefit. That's what Allah says, and upon their vision is a veil, غشاوة. So they hear, but not the hearing that benefits, and they see, but not the seeing that benefits. And they have minds or hearts, but not that understands the truth and follows it. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ السَّمْعَ أَيْ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى سَمْعِ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْمُوصِلَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ لِبُغْضِهِمِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالرَّسُولِ. فإن المبغض لا يستطيع أن يلقي سمعه إلى كلام من بغضه. الله أكبر. Listen to this. Allah says, and they were not able to hear. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, meaning they're unable to hear the signs or the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal that leads someone to faith, to Iman. Why? Because they hate the Quran and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They detest them. They hate them. He said, and the person who hates someone, he could hardly even listen to the words of the one he hates. Right? You remember what I'm saying? When you were in school, and you had this horrible physics teacher or some teacher that you really didn't like, you just hate this teacher. As soon as they walk in and start speaking, you just want to jump out of the class. You hate this person, or maybe the principal always comes and gives you, you know, their 2 cents. If you don't like someone, you only want to sit there and listen to them. Right or wrong, you don't want to listen to them. Because they hate the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they hate the Quran. As soon as you start telling them the Quran, they don't want to hear. They dislike hearing because they dislike the source. And if they dislike the source, meaning they dislike Allah. And if they dislike Allah, then the hellfire is for them. And they are not among those who will believe. Because you cannot, and they claim that they love Allah. That's the hypocrisy in their whole life. Is that they claim that they love God and they live in and serve God, but according to whose ideas, whose revelation, whose methodology? You and your priest? And you know that there are distortions, you know that there are contradictions, you know that there are changes, you know that it doesn't make sense, and you're still exerting yourself in the opposite direction? Subhanallah al-Azim. فإذا حجبت عنهم طرق العلم والخير فليس لهم سمع ولا بصر ولا عقل نافع. So if they have been prevented from all the paths, all the roads that lead to goodness and knowledge, then verily they will have no hearing, no sight, and no mind that understands. فقد كفروا بالله. Verily they have disbelieved in Allah. وجحدوا آياته. And they rejected His signs and verses. وكذبوا رسله. And they belied His messengers. فاستحقوا جهنم وساءت مصيرا. So they deserve the hellfire and what a terrible abode. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا. يقول الشيخ وهذا برهان وبيان. This is verse 101 يا أخوان, 102 I'm sorry. وهذا برهان وبيان لبطلان دعوى المشركين الكافرين الذين اتخذوا بعض الأنبياء والأولياء شركاء لله يعبدونهم ويزعمون أنهم يكونون لهم أولياء ينجونهم من عذاب الله وينيلونهم ثوابه وهم قد كفروا بالله ورسله. The Shaykh رحمه الله said, and this is a sign and this is some clarity and a proof about the falsehood in the claim of the polytheists and the kuffar who have taken prophets and the righteous people as partners with Allah, whom they dedicate their worship to. Of course, the first on the list are the Christians who have taken Jesus, the Messenger of Allah, as a God, that they worship Him alongside with God. If not more, He's more important, because salvation is through Him and everything is through Him. And the funny thing I heard is that the Jews and the Christians claim that Trinity, that all of them are equal. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Tell them, so is it okay to say the Holy Ghost, the Son, and the Father? Can you turn the order around? Say, no, you gotta say the Father, the Son. Why? The Father is more important than the Son? Then the Holy Ghost came in third, in the third degree, or what's up? Why can't we, if they're all equal, you should have no problem. Sometimes you say the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the Father. Sometimes you say the Holy Ghost, the Son, and the Father. Sometimes you say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You should, actually. If you truly believe they're all one, you should teach it to the people by mentioning all in three or three different orders, so the people will become familiar, it's all the same. But they will not do that, because they don't really believe that. Right? And anyways, this is one of the things you can play with them when you give them da'wah. Because they don't know what they're doing, ya shabab. Wallah, they don't know nothing. Wallah, you have a debate with a Christian, and the most that will happen is he will give you his opinion about two things, and that's it. That's it. He give you his personal opinion as the family of my family. The parents, my in-laws. Everyone in the house has his own belief system. Everyone has some of them say, there's no fire. There's no really fire. Fire meaning being far away from God. So really? Where do you get that from? Well, that's what I believe. It's another religion. That's what they say. Ibn Qayyim said, if you speak with 10 Christians who live in one household, you will leave the place with 11 different religions. You speak with 10, you will leave with 11. Everyone has his own thing. There's no foundation there to agree upon. Whatever they don't like, they take away. Whatever they like, they add. What kind of religion is this, man? How are you going to make it to God through this nonsense? At the end of the day, it doesn't make any sense. Really. And I know this from personal experience. The daughter feels different than the father, then different than everybody has his own little thing. Custom-made religion. You know, it's like a swimsuit, a bathing suit. You know, if it's too big, you make it smaller. Spandex kind of thing, it just stretches with you. I don't know. Alhamdulillah, in Islam, it's one size fits all. Huh? You get into the clothes. If you're too skinny, you better eat till you fill them up. If you're too tight, you better lose some weight so you can fit the clothes. Islam is the same. You have to fit according to Islam. You don't change it according to you. Hey. Now, so these polytheists have taken the prophets and the close people, the righteous people, as partners with Allah. They worship them. And they claim that they will be interceders for them with Allah. They will intercede them for Allah, and that they will save them from a punishment of Allah. And that they will give them the reward of Allah. He says, and verily they have disbelieved in Allah and His messengers. يقول الله لهم على وجه الاستفهام على وجه الاستفهام الإنكار المتقرر بطلانه في العقول أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دون أولياء أي لا يكون كذلك. Allah عز وجل tells them by questioning them in a negating fashion, where it becomes clear that this is a false statement. So do those who disbelieve assume that they will take my servants as protectors or as awliya besides me? أي لا يكون ذلك, this will never be. ولا يوالي ولي الله معاديا لله أبدا. And a close one to Allah, a person who has been protected by Allah, will never take the enemy of Allah as a protector besides Allah عز وجل. فإن الأولياء موافقون لله في محبته ورضاه وسخطه وبغضه. Verily the righteous servants of Allah are always in agreement with Allah regarding that which He loves and that which He is pleased with, and regarding that which He hates and that which brings about His anger. فيكون على هذا المعنى مشابها لقوله تعالى ويوم يحشرهم جميعا ثم يقول للملائكة أهؤلاء إياكم كانوا يعبدون قالوا سبحانك أنت ولينا من دونهم. This is similar to another verse in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal says, and on the day where we will gather them all together, then Allah will say to the angels, these, did they used to take you as gods? هَؤُلَاءِ كَانُوا إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ, meaning those people, the disbelievers, they were worshipping you. Besides Allah, they will say, the angels say, glory be to you. You are our protector besides them. فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا لَهُ وَهُوَ مُعَادٍ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ. So whoever claims that he is taking an enemy of Allah as a protector, then he is, while he is an enemy, then he is a liar. Whomever claims, فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا لَهُ, whomever claims that he's taken someone who is close to Allah, close to him, while he is opposing Allah, then he's a liar. Yani, whomever claims that he's taken a Jesus is a righteous servant of Allah. Whomever claims that he's taken him as a protector, while he is opposing Allah, then he's a liar in his claim. Had you really taken him had you really believed in Allah, you would do what Allah commands you to do. You wouldn't take anyone as a protector but Allah Azza wa Jal. نعم. ويحتمل وهو الظاهر أن المعنى أفحسب الكفار بالله المنابذون لرسله أن يتخذوا من دون الله أولياء ينصرونهم وينفعونهم من دون الله ويدفعون عنهم الأذى. He says, and another interpretation of the verse is it possible, and this is the apparent meaning of the text, that those who disbelieve in Allah and oppose His messengers, that they will find besides Allah protectors who will help them and give them victory and benefit them besides Allah and will be able to protect them from harm. He says, هذا حسبان باطل وظن فاسد. This is some busted, wrong, false assumption. فأن جميع المخلوقين ليس بيده من النفع والضر شيء. Verily, all of the creation do not possess good benefit or harm at all. ويكون هذا كقوله تعالى, and this will become similar to the statement of Allah عز وجل, قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا ولا يملك الذين يدعون من دونه الشفاعة. Allah عز وجل says, interpretation of the meaning, say, call those who you have claimed beside him, meaning besides Allah, verily they do not possess for you removing harm and turning you and changing your affairs. Or like the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those that you call besides Allah do not have the ability, or do not possess the ability to intercede for you besides Allah. ونحو ذلك من الآيات التي يذكر فيها أن المتخذ من دون الله من دونه وليا ينصره ويوليه ضال خائب الرجاء غير نائل لبعض مقصوده. He said this, or other verses that indicate in it that whomever trusts to take besides Allah a protector and a helper that he thinks he will get victory from an assistant is a person who is misguided, a person who will be disappointed in his hope, and a person that he will not get any of that which he is intending for. وهذا والله أعلم. إن أعتدنا لا we one more word إن أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا أي ضيافة وقرى فبئس النزل نزلهم وبئس جهنم ضيافتهم. Verily we have prepared جهنم for the disbelievers نزلا. نزلا, as interesting as it is when you come to a hotel where you will be honored and treated nicely and they give you this fancy room, or when you come as a guest to someone's house, usually it's associated with goodness. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the same word for Jahannam. Jahannam will be their abode, as if they're going down for some vacation in a hotel, but instead it will be Jahannam, instead of what they are accustomed to. So the Shaykh said, this will be their host. Their host, they are the guests, and their host will be Jahannam. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. What a horrible location to be, and what a horrible host for them to have. We have stopped at verse 103, which we continue بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ in the coming week, inshallah, if Allah gives us the duration. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.